Hi there, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green here. Let's get to it. We're going to talk about community gardening with a twist. With me to share with you about one community garden in particular and some pretty exciting ways you might want to get involved is Jennifer Parlin. She is from the Garden Kitchen, which is a part of the Pima County Cooperative Extension and part of the Arizona Health Zone Cooperative Extension, Pima County, which I thought was interesting. So, Jen, it's really wonderful to have you here. What is the Garden Kitchen?
The Garden Kitchen is a seed-to-table nutrition, education, and culinary skill-building program through the university. Our three pillars are gardening, physical activity, and nutrition and culinary skill.
And the word that comes through to me is community. All over your website, all about, I know that about you, so it's all about community. How do people get involved?
Absolutely, yeah. So there are a variety of ways in which people can get involved. They can do everything from joining us for our community gardening hour on Thursdays from 8 to 9. No sign up, no registration. You just show up and garden with us, be able to pick some things out, smell things, learn about the garden. You could also attend our Fit First Saturdays. Those are also no registration and no fee. There's a physical activity at 9, a cooking demonstration at 10, and a gardening class at 11. And then we have hands-on classes on other Thursdays and Saturdays throughout the month. Those do require registration, and you can get all of that information at thegardenkitchen.org.
It seems to me that there really is a big upswing in terms of people really wanting to eat healthier. They still want the food to be good, but more people are gardening, and there are more community gardens, and people have their own gardens. What's your sense, since you live it, eat it, and drink it?
People are more interested in the food shed overall in Tucson, which is really great. It means that they can get involved in any of the different places at farmers markets, or they could have their own garden, or they could just start to eat from local more often. I would say that people are very interested in making stepwise, healthier choices. It doesn't have to be all at once. It doesn't all have to be today. We can still have a coffee and be healthy.
And are there ways that you teach that make it easy and affordable? Because those two things kind of go together. A lot of people think if I eat healthy, it's expensive.
I would say it's not more expensive to eat healthier. You just have to know what you're doing. Just like anything else, riding a bike or learning to drive a car, it's a skill. So once you learn what you're doing, it makes it a lot easier. And I think the biggest thing is that we don't have to have it all at once. It can be small steps, and all of those small steps add up to a big change in the end.
And I want people to really hear what you said. It's an invitation for this community to get involved in the bigger community through the Garden Kitchen. Everybody, you can find out more at thegardenkitchen.org and check out past episodes of this program at kxci.org on the Mrs. Green's World page, and check out Mrs. Green's World in general to learn more about our work.
Support for KXCI and Mrs. Green's World is provided by Philibom Professional Painting, a locally owned and operated company providing journeyman-level craftsmanship for residential and commercial painting services. Philibom Professional Painting is proud to use long-lasting, low or zero VOC products for water conservation and less environmental impact. Reviews and more information about Philibom Professional Painting is available at p3-az.com or at 203-7310.